Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me feel in me.
Everybody, hello. I see you already tuned in, dialed in. Hello, Blog Talk Radio folks out there. Hey, Victorians. That's what I'm going to be calling you guys. Hope Victorians. Amen. So good morning on this morning. This great morning, just waiting for some more people to hop on. I am so excited, you guys. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. So last week, I truly apologize because of late. Hi, Sandy. I really apologize for all the tech issues on last week. I think I got it together now. Amen. So God is truly good. Let me tell you, I got all kind of devices. Like, can I use this one? Should I use that one? So, you know, God is willing and he is able. So I am blessing the name of the Lord on today. Being confused about who you are. Are you confused about who you are? Amen and amen. So just waiting for some more people to pop on. I am like so super excited. Sandy, I know you had a good time, honey, in Mexico, you and Kiana. Oh, my God. So, all right, guys, we're going to get started on today. Last week we were talking about Leah. Oh, my God, Leah, this woman has truly touched my heart. I'm so super excited. But before I go into everything, I just want to welcome any new people that have dialed in, those who are on YouTube, those who are on Facebook Live. Good morning. I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious. I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and I am just super excited. I'm here every Tuesday. You can follow me on Hope Victorious on IG. You can follow me on Hope Victorious on Facebook. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe so you can get all the great notifications. So let us get started, you guys. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. But God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving and shaking, God. I thank you for working out things, Father God. When we sit still and let you be God, you are God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for taking our hands off of the steering wheel. We thank you for taking our hands off the plane. We thank you for taking our hands off the boat, that you will steer the boat, you will fly the plane and drive the car. God, I do thank you in the name of Jesus, that everything you do is all good. Everything you have done is so perfect, Father God. You are perfection, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, just being God all by yourself. I thank you for just loving us, Father, when we won't even embrace ourselves. You embrace us and you love us. I thank you for making every crooked path straight. I thank you for making a way out of no way. I thank you, Father God, for the grass, Father God. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for air. I thank you for life, God. I thank you for breathing and breath, God. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for protecting and caring for us, Father. Oh, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We thank you for your son Jesus down the cross. My sins, you said, my word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Touch everyone that's on this podcast. Open up their mind. Open up their understanding. Those who are struggling to get on, all kind of monkey riches thrown in. Father, we bind up in the name of Jesus. Be able to tune in to get a word on today, Father. We thank you for your word that flow. We thank you for being omnipresent, God. We thank you for driving across us, God, when we're weak, when we feel like, God, we can't go on. I thank you, God, for shifting and moving, God, moving within us, when we feel like we can't get up out of the bed, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, God. Lord, we play possum. We play sleep so that everything won't come up against us, God. I bind up that demon that's inside the house that's provoking you, that's taunting you, that's coming up against you in the name of Jesus. If God is for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you when God is so powerful, when he is so mighty? I see him knock down giants. Hallelujah. Father, we see you knock down giants, and we know that you're able to be with us and to keep us and protect us. God, we thank you for our minds on today. But like we leave in our minds, we put makeup on and we mask it. We put on suits and we go out the door, but we're hurting on the inside. Heal us, God, and wipe the tears from our eyes, Father God, for losing our loved ones, Father. In the name of that was dear to us, who the only ones who spoke life into us. God, I thank you, God, for rising up and letting them know that you love them. You will speak life into them. Hallelujah, God, and even though their loved ones are not here anymore, that God, wrap your arms around them and protect them. Give them sweet peace and serenity. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Be not weary and well doing, but in due season we shall reap if you faint not. Hold on, dear soldier. Like Reverend Pam used to tell me, hold on, dear soldier. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Ooh, glory be to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen and amen. Amen. So we're going to get started on this morning. Amen and amen. Just get started on this morning. Amen. I didn't know I was going to go all in, but let me tell you, God is faithful, and he is so worthy, and I bless God for him, because for his serenity, for his power, he's so powerful, y'all. He is so, 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 so powerful, and I bless God. I just bless God. Oh, Jesus. So we're going to go before you today. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to have a praise break. Sometimes you just got to bless the name of the Lord. Sometimes you just got to let God know that, oh, God, I know you're faithful. God, I know you're worthy. God, I know you have us, God. Oh, I just love to just worship him because he's so mighty. He's so powerful, so all-knowing. Amen and amen. So we're going to be going about how are you confused, but being confused about who you are. Oftentimes we are so confused about who we are sometimes. Sometimes when we come out of a toxic relationship or we come out of a just going through transition, just transitioning life, just trying to figure out who we are, like moving from the next place to the next place, you know, for the next place, from one place to the other place, just trying to figure those things out. And it's so amazing because you can sit back sometimes when you hit your teenage years, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100, till you leave this earth, you try to figure out sometimes, what's my place? I'm so confused about who I am. I was a mother taking all my kids to school at one time. Okay, now who am I right now? Who am I now after the relationship has ended? Who am I now after I got a new job? Who am I now, you know, being in this here place, being in a foreign land and don't know nobody? Who am I now at this age? Who am I with these gifts and more gifts and talents you have placed on the inside of me, God? When you're confused about who you are, pray and ask God to give you clarity. But what you don't want to do is start seeking after some folk that mean you no good and wind up in the wrong crowd while you waiting for God to send clarity to you about who is this new person? Who am I today? One thing I know for sure, and two for certain, you are a king's kid. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So while you figuring out, God, what's my place on earth? What do you want me to do for you, Father? What's my next step in life? Just know you are a king's kid. Just know that you are a king's kid and you belong to Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Just know that. Amen. While in the way. Amen. So this morning, coming from Genesis the 29, beginning with the 31st verse, Genesis 29, beginning with the 31st verse, and it says, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb, but Rachel was barren. Rachel and Leah were sisters. And Jacob was the husband. Jacob had to marry Leah first, because in that culture, the oldest had to be married before the youngest. So his love and his heart was towards Rachel, not towards Leah. So he was shifting to marrying Leah because he didn't know that when he lay down and he married, and the morning he woke up, it was Leah laying in the bed and not Rachel. He had to work additional 7 years for Rachel, but he said it's like just like the first day. That 7 years was like one day. Whew, Jesus, can you imagine that kind of love for someone? But he, so when the Lord said in verse 31, it says, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb, but Rachel was barren. Rachel was barren. And it's amazing because sometimes we feel as though in this mix, in the mix of, or in this mix of our mind, or in this, in the midst of it, we're like, God, who am I? You know, who am I now? Who am I, Father? Sometimes we try to figure those things out, and we don't like to tell it because of embarrassment. Sometimes we don't like to tell that kind of stuff, so we keep those things to ourselves, and it's okay as long as you don't get mixed up in the wrong crowd while you're trying to figure it out, or you start reading horoscopes and all that stuff, trying to figure your life out. Just pray and ask God to give you clarity about who you are, give you clarity about, you know, this new person that you have become for the best. Amen. So Leah, God saw Leah. Don't think that God don't see you. Don't think that he doesn't hear you. Don't think that when you feel like you don't fit in, that God is ignoring you. Or maybe I'm so weird, I'm so awkward when I don't fit in. I don't fit in a lot of places either, but do it mean that I'm supposed to be there? Absolutely. Oh, yeah, especially when I know it's a business move for me. Amen. God will let you know. He'll give you all the resources. He will equip your mind. He will give you wisdom and educate you on that thing. Let me tell you, oh, yes, he will. Mm-hmm. If you just walk in a room and if you just trust him, amen. But because Leah was hated, he opened up Leah's womb where she was able to have children. But just using my own imagination in that, in the midst of God opening up her womb, she waited because she had several children before. She said, now I will praise thee. Now I will praise thee. Now you will praise the Lord, because she wanted to seek so much validation from her husband to make him happy when she was being overlooked. If this don't have to be a relationship, this could be in your childhood, people ignoring you like you don't exist. It could be now in your adult phases, you know, people overlooking you like you don't exist. They don't care about who you are. They overlook you. They shun you. Maybe you don't fit in because they feel like you're too thin. Maybe you don't fit in because they feel like you're too heavy. Maybe you don't fit in because they don't like the color of your skin. Who knows? Whatever it may be to you, you know that God sees you. Know that he will embrace you. Hallelujah. And thank God for him seeing you. And stop seeking validation from man, situation, places, and things. Seek validation from God. See, when you seek validation from him, you will never go wrong. Because, see, he is a comforter. He will never leave you comfortless. Amen. But when you start seeking validation from all these people, places, and things, that stuff will wear off. It still will be a void on the inside. Because, see, God is the void filler. He's the one who fills voids. He's the one who lets you know, I'm going to fill you up, baby. So you have to seek validation from God and not man. So in the midst of some of us sometimes just being so confused about who we are, who we are in this place, who we are at this age, who we are because we took on a new job, who we are because we relocated, who we are because our mindset have changed. We're not around the same group of people anymore. It's okay if you change up. It's okay if you feel like God is moving in another direction and you have to let the old friends go. It don't mean you won't never have dinner with them, say hello to them, but God transitions you sometime in a whole other direction just so he can get where you need to be. And it's okay when those folks fall off, and you don't have to be upset about it. I know they probably call you, sending you all kind of texts, oh, I feel like you're getting new. Mm-mm, it's not that. It's about the brand newness on the inside of me. My newness was having a walk past that thing and get past it so I can get what God has for me. So verse 32 says, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Seeking validation. You know, marriage is a good thing, but you can't seek validation from man. I don't care who it is. Don't seek validation from them and tell you that you're beautiful. Tell them that you're lovely. Even those who, as I have some men on the line, or men that's listening in, don't be seeking validation from your wife. Because when they don't give you compliments, you're completely distraught and you just don't throw that down. Seek validation from God. Don't have to be a relationship, but on your job. When you're on your job and you're waiting for your supervisor, your manager to say, hey, you did a great job. I love the way you filed the papers. I love how you just created this whole website. I love how you was able to transition all the paperwork. Now it's on the computer. Everything is computerized now. No more paper. We going paperless, and you don't get it. Oh, you did a great job. Stop looking for validation from your employer, from your neighborhood, from the community, things that you have done that's outstanding in the community. Stop looking for validation from them and seek validation from God, because when God validates you, honey, woo, Jesus, hallelujah, when he validates you, glory be to God. And look how he's validating Leah. Look how he's validating her, because she was hated. Her husband didn't love her like he loved her sister. I know that Bobby put a big boy. She didn't ask for that. She didn't ask for the marriage, but because she was the oldest, she had to. See, some countries, they marry you off. You don't have no choice in it. She didn't have a choice in it, but look what the hand that she was dealt. Sometimes we have children that come on this earth, and they have to wind up going with other relatives because the hand that they was dealt from their parents. But then you take other people to raise their children. It's the hand that they was dealt. So children don't ask to come here, you know, and sometimes we don't ask for certain things that happen to us in life. But when things happen to us in life, just know if God is for you, who could be against you? Get up from that place and keep walking. Get up from that place and know that God is going to fix these broken pieces back together again for me. If I was dealt with a hand that wasn't right and I had no idea, you know, and didn't know this was going to happen to me. You know what I'm saying? Go and let God be God for you. And I say go and let God be God. Go is meaning to move forward. Go is the mean to just keep going. Go is to just keep traveling, keep journeying, keep journaling, and keep journeying. Keep your feet moving and let God guide you. And while you're moving, let God drive the car for you. Let him fly the plane. Let him steer the boat for you. Hallelujah. Take your hands off that situation. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Jesus, on today, in my heart, because sometimes in relationships, we don't go in thinking things are going to end. We don't go in thinking, okay, we're getting divorced, we're separated. Nobody goes in with that mindset. Oh, glory. But when it happens, it shakes up our world. I know, I've been there. It shakes up your world. When you try everything you could possibly try and it don't work out. But you hold on to God. Seek validation from God only. Only him. Oh, glory be to God. Look, my book is getting ready to come out in a few days, A Diamond in the Garden. I don't mean to hop off topic, but let me tell you something. That's one of the things that I have gone through, trying to find who I was after a toxic relationship. Who am I am a king's kid. It took me a minute to get there, and it was a process because I didn't know I was that damaged and I was that wounded. Glory be to God. I'm so super excited for my book launch that's going to be in September, so save the date. So I'll put everything up this week on Hope Victorious, on YouTube, on my IG page. So you all, I'm so super excited about this book, A Diamond in the Garden. You know, I've been talking about this book since my first conference was in 2016, Empowered to Win. Those who may be on here have come. I know my family, my friends was there, Empowered to Win, A Diamond in the Garden. Then I had another conference in 2017. Empowered to Win, but it was a diamond subtopic, was A Diamond in the Garden, because you are that diamond that shines bright in the garden. You are, no matter what size, shape, or width, or height that flower is in the garden. You have the same amount of significance as that flower that's standing by you, no matter what size, shape, color, or width. You are the diamond that shines so bright in the garden. So you got to see yourself when you're amongst all the flowers, when you're amongst all the people, that you are that shining diamond that stands bright. Hallelujah. Knowing who you are, loving who you are. But Leah, still seeking validation, and God have opened up her womb. And she said, Lord, the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Now he will love me. But we turn the other way. Seeking validation from folk. Let God love you. Let him fill the void in you. When you get off the elevator at work, you looking because the work that you did the night before, you're looking for a pat on your back. Mm-mm. We look sometimes validation from our kids. All we have done for them and been through for them, and they don't give us, they don't say thank you. Mm-hmm. Your job was to love and provide and care for them and set them on a good road, right? Mm-hmm. Well, and nobody said you're supposed to be thanked for that because that was your job when you decided to have children, amen? But it is nice when they do come back and say, Mom or Dad, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. But as parents, we don't look for that. But sometimes parents do look for that. But not all parents look for that. They just do their job because they ask for the children, amen? So verse 33 says, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard I was hated, he therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. Now here she is on another child. And she says, because the Lord have looked upon me because I was hated. So she called his name Simeon. So she's still, you know, not, God, I thank you. And that's another thing that's been on my mind, too, in terms of when God blessed us. It's like we totally forget. We praise him, and we tell God all these things that we're going to do if you open up my world, if you bless me with this house, if you bless me with this job opportunity. Father, if you send prosperity my way, God, this is what I would do for you. And then when you do it, you forget all about him. You forget all about what he said that he was going to do for you. Mm-mm. No, you stop worshiping. You ain't worshiping like you worship him anymore. You're not fasting. You ain't praying, all laying all prostrate before the Lord. All of that just stop when God bless you. Don't forget about God. Don't get hung up in all the blessings that you forget God for you and how you were so sold out for the Lord. And then now you barely even call his name. Don't do that to God. Don't do that to him. He's so precious. Don't do that to him. Don't do that to nobody. Don't do that to God. Amen. We do that to our loved ones. We do that to our friends. You know, when we feel like we arrived, when we feel like we have accomplished so much and knowing that they were there when we was at rock bottom, and they never even say, that you never even say, hey, thank you. Thank you for that call. Thank you for filling the phone with me to the midnight hours. Thank you for just listening to me, you know, and not even responding, but just listening to me. Sometimes it's just, you just need a thank you. Just thank some folk. Hallelujah. Just thank some people. Just thank them. I don't care if they gave you an ink pen when you digging in your bag and couldn't find one and you was all distraught because you was pressed for time and couldn't find it and one of your friends or someone you knew just gave you an ink pen. Say thank you. Whoa, glory. Tell God thank you. Reverend Jackie Weeks used to say, just tell him thank you. You know, just tell the Lord thank you. Glory be to God. Ooh, I know that's right, Reverend Jackie Weeks, because she used to say, tell God thank you. Whoa, Jesus, because it was so important to say thank you, so important to say, God, I thank you. Whoa, glory be to God. Oh, God. Verse 34 says, I'm coming from Genesis chapter 29. Verse 34 says, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband, who Jesus, will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore, was his name called Levi. She said, now my husband will be joined to me because I have borne him 3 sons. I've borne him 3 sons. Now he will be joined to me, and I will call his name Levi. We do that in so many times. I'm going to say it again in our communities, in our jobs, in our families. Look, now they will say thank you if I do this. And some of us have gone through some childhood trauma in our hearts, and we still carry it even as adults. Say, if I could just do that, mommy and daddy would be so happy with me. If I could show them that I'm an entrepreneur, if I could show them that I'm just as good as my sister or my brother. And sometimes in some families, they never even cared. Because they always favored somebody else. Like in this situation, Jacob favored Rachel, the sister, because he loved her more. And sometimes we go around in this world, and even adults still trying to please our family members, our coworkers, our friends. You know, when you have a lot of friends, it's like, oh, my God, I got to be at this place because I was there for so-and-so. Oh, I got to go there because I was there for the other one the other day. You will run yourself ragged trying to please everybody. You will run yourself foolish trying to please everybody because you can't please everybody. And then after you have ran and sweated your hair out and messed up your shoes and your clothes trying to get to the next destination to please them, and you get there and they just say hi. And you like, all that I've gone through and that's all you say to me is hi? Yeah, because when you're seeking validation from folks, seeking the approval, wanting them to pat you on your back for what you have done, you want to please them so much, in the midst of pleasing them, it's hurting you. Because you constantly getting stepped on. You constantly getting overlooked. Stop seeking validation from people. Start seeking validation from God. It took me a long time to get there and stop pleasing people. I know my sister, my mother probably like, I don't think you ever done that. But I'm just saying, it took me a long time for the process not to try to get approval from other folks, and especially when I was in my marriage. Oh, Lord, boy, did I try to seek validation from him. Just so he would love me, just so he would say, you know, he cared for me, just so he would show me some type of attention. You would drive yourself crazy. It don't even have to be a relationship, but you would drive yourself crazy seeking validation. And folks don't care nothing about you. And even if they do love you, you're wearing yourself out. You're wearing yourself out. Just so you could be the better daughter or the better son or the better pastor or the better ministry evangelist or the better usher or the better nurse or the better child in the family, the best niece and nephew in the family, best granddaughter, co-worker, community leader, politician, pleasing. And folks don't care either way what you do. And you're frustrated. You're frustrated. And you're stressing yourself out. Stop. Stop stressing yourself out. Because you can't please people. You just can't. Please, God. Let him validate you and say you did a good job. God's forever loving on you. He's forever telling you how beautiful you are, how handsome you are, oh, my God, and how proud he is of you. Let him validate you. That's the best validation that you can possibly get from God. Amen. Oh, Jesus. My lines are open. I don't know if anybody wanted to comment. You press one. I'll take your call. I know. I'm just, ooh. Today, you guys, I'm telling you, because it's so real, you know. If you press one, I'll take your call. If you want to come in and comment on something, or just whatever you want to say, my lines are open for you. When you dial in, you're able to come and communicate. It's going to. I'll read your comments and go back over them today. Amen. So, amen. So I'm going to verse 33. Verse 34 says, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband join unto me because I have borne him, I read that already, three sons, therefore was his name Levi. Verse 35 says, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and she was left barren. Did you hear that? Verse 35 says, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah and was left barren. She said, now therefore, because she conceived another son, a fourth son. And she said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah and was left barren. So now she will praise the Lord. So it took her four sons before she said, God, I thank you. God, I worship you. She did acknowledge God, though. And she said, because he opened up my womb, because he seen I was hated. Now I will praise the Lord. Sometimes we get so caught up in God blessing us and trying to prove stuff to other people that we lose sight of who we are. We lose sight of the woman and the man that I am. we lose sight of who I am as a woman or who I am as a man. We lose sight of those kind of things when we get so caught up in all the blessing that God has bestowed upon us. And we forget to even thank you because we're so busy trying to please other folk. Maybe my car can look like this. Maybe my house can look like this. Maybe I got a good job like they do. Maybe I have more resources than what they have. Oh, I have better shoes and clothes than what they have. Oh, my mental state is better than theirs. Oh, I got more joy than they have joy. Oh, I can say I'm blessed today, like, and they could say blessed today. All kind of stuff. We frustrate our own self and wear our own selves out trying to please people. Stop being a pleaser. Stop being a man pleaser and be a God pleaser. Being confused about who you are in life can get you caught up in the wrong crowd, can get you doing some crazy things, trying to figure out this crazy life, trying to figure out this life, trying to figure out where you are at this age. What does it look like for me now, God? My children are getting older, so what is life for me right now? What is life for me when it seems like I have done all I could possibly do or I have given all I could possibly give? So what is life for me right now, God? What is life for me right now? Ask God and seek clarity from God. Let God validate you. Let God give you clarity what's the next step in life to take. Amen? What do I do at this step that I am in now? What do I say when people throw in a towel and give up on me? What do I do with that? You pick up the pieces and you get up and you try it again. You keep walking and work out your soul salvation. Hallelujah. Stop seeking attention from other folk and know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Leah was so wounded on the inside because the man that she was with didn't even love her. He had his eyes on somebody else, which is her sister. He loved his sister more. But it took her four children for her to say, now I will praise the Lord. And even though she acknowledged God, God, he opened up my womb because he seen I was hated. But what about God? I thank you. I praise you, God. We lose sight of that trying to please people and places and things. But don't you know that God sees you? Don't you know that he loves you? You can be the best you. By praising the Lord. You can be the best you by giving God everything you have. Let him steer the plane. Let him drive the car. Let him steer the boat. Amen? Let him drive the plane, steer the boat, and drive the car. Let God do those things for you. And stop seeking validation. Stop trying to please everybody because you will wear yourself out. Wear yourself out. And you still may not get the same results. You may not get the results that you want. You may not get it. Amen? So I love you all. My podcast is getting ready to end. I just want to make sure nobody press one. Amen? I'm just going to see, can I read who's on here? Say hello to a couple of folks. Amen. Hi, Mom. That's right. Let God be God. Hi, Sister Mutchison. Sometime they are for a show. Amen. Hey, Aunt Star, how are you? Amen. Hey, Donna, Ann's daughter, how are you? Amen. Just looking at some of these names here. If I can. Making sure I didn't forget anybody on here. Hey, Sandy. Amen. Amen and amen. Hey, Dana. How are you? Yes, Dana. So excited about my book, A Diamond in the Garden. Oh, long time coming, right? Amen. Hi, Penny. Amen and amen. So just making sure I got everybody. If I didn't see you and I overlooked you, Sandy. Amen. I'll go back and shout you out later. Amen. So I'm like super excited, y'all. So my book is getting ready to come out. So I want y'all, I'm gonna put the save the date up this week. So for my book launch, it's gonna be virtual, so you all be able to attend. You have time to purchase your book on Amazon. I am like so super excited. Oh my gosh. Here I go being transparent again. But you know what? It's all good because my life is to help other women. My life is to share what God has given to me. To give to you. Amen. So even though those broken pieces, oh Jesus, broken pieces, but you're able to be put them back together again with broken pieces. And sometimes we always feel like, so it's a relationship and that everything is a relationship. No, everything is not a relationship because you could be broken far before the relationship. Amen. So just putting those broken pieces back together again. Oh my God. I am so super excited. So just stay tuned for this week. I love you all. You all have a wonderful day. I see you all again on next Tuesday. So put on your notifications for my Hope Victorious page on Facebook, YouTube, subscribe, and also on IG because I got some good stuff coming next week. I'm so, so, so excited, you guys. So God bless you all and go in peace. And let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving and shaking. I thank you for everyone that's on this call, God. I thank you, God, for breathing life on the inside of them, God. I thank you, Lord God, for just being God all by yourself. I thank you for the move of God on today. God, please give us clarity. Who are we at this age? Who are we, Father God, moving out in you? Who are we in this date and time for a time such as this? Who are we, Father God? Allow us to know, breathe in us so we will know and give us clarity, Father God, that we won't go to somebody to read our palm, just a horoscope, just to get the answer. God, give us the answer. And we know that you're able, Father God, because you are faithful, Father. We love you. We thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. He sends our word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you and he cares for you. So just stay tuned for a diamond in the garden. Oh, my gosh. Look, I didn't even touch my coffee. I know I got lipstick all on it, but I drank a little bit when I first got on. But let me tell you, coffee with me, I am like, I hope you all be sipping on your coffee and your tea while we just chatting about the Lord. Amen. This coffee is so good. Amen. If you want some, you can go to my Hope Victorious page, hopevictorious.com. And purchase some real good coffee. So just know that my book will be out soon, but I'll be posting about it this week and so excited about it. And so I see you all next week and be blessed. Amen. I thank you all for purchasing Shattered But Not Broken too. That's still on Amazon. I bless God for you for even being a supporter and just tuning in each week. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye.